Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents, our great podcast here for Thrasher Opera House. And look who we have, Noah from the Barefoot Movement. How are you, Noah?
Good morning. I'm doing quite well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're so excited to have you back in Green Lake coming up on Friday, December 15th for a holiday show. Not your first time here at Thrasher Opera House. We're excited to welcome you back, but you're headed out real soon on this holiday tour. Let's talk about it.
Yes, we're so excited because this is the first like legit holiday tour that we've had since the pandemic. So every year there have been like two or three shows that would happen. Last year was just one. So this year we have 14 shows and I'm going to be gone from my house for 18 days in the month of December. And I'm just so excited. I love doing this holiday show. Of course, I love all of our original music as well. And I love that show too, but it's just a nice breath of fresh air to do every December when we get a chance.
Talk a little bit about what the folks that come to the show might be in store for in terms of what music do you have in the songbook that night?
Well, we're certainly going to do a couple of our originals because we've had some new songs come out this fall. So we're going to play a couple of our new singles, but the majority of it, the great majority will be holiday songs that we have arranged, to fit our instruments and our voices. My goal with this show, when we first started doing it, was that I wanted to make the songs acoustic, but not take away their, integrity, as far as their rhythm or just what made the songs great to me. That's not to say you couldn't do every one of these songs 20 different ways. I mean, that's what's great about them is that they are adaptable. But I just grew up loving these classic holiday songs. And I didn't want to hear a bluegrass version. I wanted to hear an acoustic version, you know, like let's just play the same thing, but with our instruments. And that is interesting in itself. I have one original holiday song that we'll play. But mostly it's going to be songs like It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas and Run, Run, Rudolph and just anything that, you know, would count as a classic holiday song.
Yeah, we're so excited welcoming you guys back here on Friday, December the 15th. You're coming up in just
We'll come back. It's fine.
Yeah, well, fantastic. We'd be happy to have you. Hey, Noah, I know you guys just recorded and just kind of released a new music with Jens Krüger from the Krüger Brothers. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Yes, Jens is the nicest guy on the planet. I met him through performing at Merlefest. They do a thing called the Hillside Album Hour, which is hosted by a band called The Waybacks. And they always pick an album and the crowd doesn't know what it's going to be. And so they work up this album beforehand and it's a big surprise. And it's just a big tradition at Merlefest. And Jens is always in the house band. He's always the banjo player. And I guess I can't remember how many years ago I got asked to sing harmony. And then they've asked me back a number of times. And I just always happen to be on the side of the stage where Jens is. So during rehearsal and then on stage, he's like my buddy on stage left. And so we got to be pretty good friends. And he asked me to guest on a live stream that they did during the pandemic. They had a really nice live stream set up. And I only live about 2 hours from there. So we drove up and did it, I think in 2021 or two, I'm not even sure. But the song that we released with him, I performed on the show, and they really liked it. And I just got so used to remembering how that banjo sounded in my head, playing on the recording. So I asked him to guest on it and he did. And it just made for a great moment on our upcoming album.
We always love to give the background stories of how you got into this world of being a performer, right? Talk a little bit about how you got into the scene.
So I grew up in a musical family. My mom, a singer-songwriter, and her dad also was a songwriter, mostly a bass player, and he played in various bands throughout the years. And so, you know, when I was first playing fiddle, I could barely squeak out a fiddle tune. They had me come and play for a square dance that he was playing. So I've been doing it for as long as I can remember. I've been singing even longer than I played fiddle. I mean, once they figured out that I could sing, I just never stopped. I wouldn't shut up. So I've been a performer. I did show choir. I did musical theater and regular theater and just all those things. And performing really is just a part of my very core, you know, just my blood, who I am. And so for a while, you know, I didn't know, was I going to be an actress? Was I going to do this? Was I going to do that? But I could play the violin, and singing was obviously the thing I was best at. So I just, when it got closer for high school to be over and started thinking about where I was going to go to school, I heard about East Tennessee State University, who has a bluegrass, old time and country music program. At the time it was just a minor. So I went there and majored in broadcasting and minored in bluegrass. And I did all that knowing that, okay, by the end of high school, I've decided that music is what I want to do. And so we're going to go to this school and see if I can make something happen with it. So I met Tommy, our mandolin player and my partner in all things in high school. And we started playing together then. And then we kept our band going throughout our college years. So I guess, yeah, like it really became apparent that I didn't want to do anything else by the time I was getting to the end of high school. And I think that's a real gift, you know, because how many people just have no idea what they want to do that young? I mean, it's a really hard thing at 17 to say, I'm going to go do this and then major in it and invest all this time and money into it and hope that you like it, you know? So I've been really lucky. And I think I have my parents to thank for that, for encouraging my interests early on and also introducing me to a lot of different things. You know, I did gymnastics. I played softball. I was in a pageant once, you know, like I did a lot of different things, and I got to, you know, really get a taste of different things and see what stuck. And ultimately music won out.
I'm talking with Noah from the Barefoot Movement coming up on December 15th. Great holiday show here. Of course, Tommy's coming along to be a part of the show, but who else do you got coming along with you on the show coming up?
So we have a new guest guitarist. His name is Alan Barnosky. He is based in Hillsborough, but he's from Michigan. So we'll be bringing him back up to his general region of what he's familiar with. And he's really great flat picker, and he's going to do a great job. I had a rehearsal with him over the weekend, and so we're excited to have him. And then especially excited to have Katie Blomars Kimball on upright. I think, if I'm not mistaken, just about every time we've played the Thrasher, she's been with us. She was our longtime upright bassist. She was with us for 7 or 8 years full time. And she's still a big part of, you know, our lives in the Barefoot Movement. She played the bass on our whole new record, has done a couple of tours with us this year. But she got married, and, you know, with the pandemic and everything going on, it was just like she didn't want to be a full-time committed member anymore, just because it's hard to lay down your schedule for one project when she lives in Nashville and has a lot of opportunities to play with a lot of different people. So it's worked out really well that we get to have her whenever it makes sense. And she's such a good friend that it's just been great to be able to call her and know that she's a phone call away if I need her. So yeah, we're pumped for the 14 days we'll be together. We're going to play in her hometown too, and we get to see her parents and her parents' dog. So
awesome.
We're excited.
Absolutely. So I'll be honest, my gateway to the Barefoot Movement is through a bunch of covers that you guys had on Spotify. Yeah. In a variety of different genres, from the Beatles to Ozzy to System of a Down, all in the mix there. That whole wide breadth of different kind of styles and genres, and the way you're able to bring it into what you do, how do you go about like selection on those things? Or like, is it just tunes you guys dig, or what's going on with that?
Well, for the most part, those covers were requested by fans. We did that as a way to keep active during the pandemic. So when we first started, you know, it's spring of 2020, and we're like, what are we going to do? All of our shows are canceled. We started doing a thing called the Barefoot Movement Variety Show, and we would have guests come on and through Zoom and play. But it was frustrating because our band was spread out. You know, we couldn't be together to perform together. And even though we could perform individually, it was just hard for, you know, us to make the sounds we were used to. So we got used to recording a song a week from our home, maybe sometimes more. And we put it out there for our fans to request. And we did. It was like, you know, for a little bit of money, we would play whatever they wanted. And so ultimately what happened, that got us through the pandemic, recording songs for people. There were a couple that I picked myself. The System of a Down was me, because I'd always wanted to do that. And that
such
was
a rad tune. Yeah. Such a rad tune.
I know. It was always meant for banjo, in my opinion. I love the original, but, towards the end, you know, after things had started to come back, and I started picking them a little bit myself, but you know, so when we got through it all, I had all these songs that were just sitting there on YouTube, and I wanted to get them on the streaming services and everything. And so we felt like people paid us to do this, and it really helped us during this challenging time. So what we did was we put them on Spotify and wanted to pay it forward. And so every time that you stream any of those songs on any of the streaming services, or if you purchase them, you can get them from our website. All of the money goes to an organization called Souls for Souls, which is like souls for souls.
Sure.
And they basically give shoes to people all over the world, and lots of cool humanitarian things that they do. But it started out as shoes, you know, like you just wouldn't believe what a difference a pair of shoes can make to set somebody up for success, you know, when they really don't have any. So anyway, that's why we called them Covers for a Cause, if you find them. Before that, there were a couple others, you know, Crazy Train, and I think we did a Creedence tune and a Flying Burrito Brothers tune that were just covers that we had put out, you know, on other releases. But all the Covers for a Cause, and I think there was 11 that we finally selected to get on the streaming services, that every time you stream them, it's supporting a good cause. Wow. So stream away.
Yeah. Thank you for your kindness and your generosity on that. What an amazing thing that is for people. So it's really appreciated.
Well, we just felt like we owed it to, I mean, well, first of all, I'd always wanted to do something. I mean, and for the years, you know, you think we're such a small band and what can we do that would really make a difference. But at some point it was like, it doesn't matter how big it is. You know, I mean, anybody can do something. And after the generosity people showed us, it only seemed right to pay it forward.
Hey, Noah, I really appreciate your time today. We're looking forward to seeing you all back here at Thrasher Opera House coming up on Friday, December the 15th. Grab your tickets at thrasheroperahouse.com. Enjoy the first couple of dates of the tour. Travel well and travel safely, and we'll see you real soon.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.